A significant fire at the Moss Landing Power Plant in Monterey County, one of the world's largest lithium-ion battery storage facilities, has raised concerns about the safety of such sites among local leaders. The heightened fears come as California increasingly transitions to renewable energy and electric vehicles, both of which require these batteries to function. How bad was the fire at the Moss Landing Power Plant? The blaze, which broke out on January 16th, marks the fourth fire to occur at the Moss Landing site since 2019. This most recent one burned for 5 days and destroyed approximately 80% of the batteries stored at the facility. Local officials have described the incident as a wake-up call and are calling for stricter safety regulations and greater local control over the placement of battery storage facilities. How are elected officials responding to this incident? In response to the incident, Assemblymember Dawn Addis introduced the Battery Energy Safety and Accountability Act to the California State Assembly. The proposed legislation would require local engagement in the permitting process for energy storage sites and would establish safety buffers around sensitive areas such as schools and hospitals. California Governor Gavin Newsom D. has expressed support for an investigation into the cause of the fire and has signaled backing for measures to improve safety at facilities like Moss Landing. What happens next? The fire at Moss Landing has also stirred up additional opposition to a proposed battery storage project in Watsonville, located about 9 miles north of Moss Landing. An online petition opposing the establishment of additional battery storage facilities in Monterey and Santa Cruz counties has garnered over 3,000 signatures.